Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There is no greater moment in Seattle soccer history than this moment right now.
Coming to you live from the Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 950 KJR. This is Sounders Weekly with your host, Jackson Feltz.
Good evening. Welcome in, everybody. Jackson Feltz here. Good to be with you on what is a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening here in Seattle. Great to have you with us tonight. Back to the normal Tuesday here for Sounders Weekly here this week, each Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. here on KJR while the Sounders are playing. Of course, we are 1 week away from the playoffs beginning because your Seattle Sounders, yep, they're beginning that quest for a third MLS Cup, fifth appearance in MLS Cup in 6 years. They'll begin that on Tuesday, November 23rd, a week from tonight at 7:30, pre-match at 7 o'clock over on 1090 KJR. They're going to take on Real Salt Lake in round one of the Audi 2021 MLS Cup playoffs. Hey, don't miss your chance to catch the Rave Green during their 13th consecutive playoff appearance and get your tickets today by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. You can watch the match on FS1. As I mentioned, you can listen on Sports Radio 1090 KJR, our sister station, 1090 AM, the iHeartRadio app. Just search 1090 KJR, and also for Spanish language, LRA 1360. Straight ahead, the 2021 Sounders FC playoff campaign is presented by WaFed Bank. Get the Sounders Rewards credit card from WaFed Bank to score exclusive fan experiences, team swag, and more. So big show tonight as we lead you into the playoff game here a week away. We are going to be doing a lot here on tonight's show. Garth Lagerwey, part two of our conversation we had last week. He and I spoke for just over 30 minutes. We've broken that up into two parts. You're going to hear part two coming up in just a matter of moments. It gives a lot of interesting thoughts on Freddie Montero, on Tacoma Defiant season coming to an end. Danny Leyva, he is captaining the U-20 team of the United States. That's very impressive. So Garth talks about Danny Leyva's development, where he's at compared to here the last couple years. Obviously, 2020 was a rough year for Danny Leyva with injuries and such. And then also World Cup, because it was just about a week and a half ago, the World Cup delegation, the CONCACAF president and a representative of FIFA, they were traveling around seeing various sites and seeing various World Cup candidate cities. Seattle was one of them. So we talk about with Garth Lagerwey here coming up in a little bit. So that conversation, we're going to catch up with two Sounder players, or you're going to hear that we caught up with two Sounder players here in just a matter of moments. The Sounders had training today. They had Sounders training last week down at Starfire Sports in Tukwila. In case you don't know, that's where the team practices each day down there at Starfire. It has a bunch of fields, a dozen fields out there, and the Sounders take one of them to practice on. So we were out there at Starfire last week and today as well, where it was just a beautiful day. They actually scrimmaged against Tacoma Defiance today. It was Sounders v. Defiance, and had some nice thoughts there from Brian Schmetzer. You won't hear that, but you will hear a Sounder who got an assist in that scrimmage, Brad Smith. Brad had an impressive game out there in the scrimmage. We'll see if he does end up starting or if it's going to be Jimmy Madrond at that left wingback spot. I think it might be Smith, just based on the gut and what we've seen from him today at that scrimmage. He was really, really good. So we're going to hear from Brad Smith. You're also going to hear from Nico Benize, the new Seattle Sounders midfielder. Of course, Seattle traded for Nico from Colorado in the middle of the season. Benize has been really good in his time with Seattle so far. So you'll hear from Nico Benize and Brad Smith, and then we'll wrap up the show by also hearing from Cameron Collins. He is the Alliance Council president, and Cameron is going to be one of the people coming up at the annual business meeting coming up on Thursday, in terms of a primer of what could come out of that. We'll talk to Cameron a little bit later on tonight. He was also, by the way, the 2021 Sounders FC Fan of the Year. So a lot coming up here on tonight's show. We will begin with a couple pieces of news. First up is some award finalists here. We have three award finalists for the Sounders. We know Joao Paulo is a potential MVP of Major League Soccer. He is only, I believe, Dave Clark had this stat out at Sounders training today, only the third central midfielder in terms of a number six or a number eight to ever be a finalist for MLS MVP. So an impressive job by Joao Paulo, well-earned to be a finalist for MVP. Yeimar Gomez-Andrade, we'll say it again, he should be MLS Defender of the Year. He's a finalist in that category. And Brian Schmetzer, also a finalist for MLS Coach of the Year. Brian said today that he voted for Robin Fraser of Colorado. That's honestly maybe where my vote goes as well, but Brian Schmetzer, a finalist for that award as well. In terms of Goal of the Year, the Sounders have four candidates. They have Joao Paulo against Minnesota on the first day of the season. They have Joao Paulo's Beastquake run against Colorado. They have Rui Diaz from 41 yards in Austin. And then finally, we have Jimmy Madronda. It was his kick in Portland that went off the bar and in. It was off of that corner kick that he just was able to volley into the net. An incredible goal. If I have to pick one, I'm picking Joao Paulo's Beastquake run. But at the end of the day, all of them very, very deserving. So go ahead and vote for those. In terms of a quick injury updates, because Brian Schmetzer, of course, was not on with Softy and Dick today. Brian was out at training today, and he said that he expects all of his big stars, Raul Ruiz Diaz, Joao Paulo, and Jimmy Madronda, and then he also slipped in Nicholas Lodero at the end of the press conference as well, all of them back in full training on Friday. So he expects them to be available for the game a week from tonight. Awesome news there on those guys. So look forward to seeing a very stacked and healthy Sounder team come the playoff game in a week. Javier Arriaga also, he suffered a muscular injury on international duty with Ecuador. He is officially back in Seattle. They're checking him out to see where he's at. So hopefully, fingers crossed, good news there on Arriaga. Hopefully he is okay on that. So that is your injury update here for the Sounders. And we're looking good going into the game here coming up in just what is a week from tonight, Tuesday at Lumen Field. Once again, SoundersFC.com/tickets if you want to get in there. But let's kick the show off tonight. Let's rejoin the conversation we had with Garth Lagerwey, Sounders General Manager and President of Soccer. We talked about a lot of different things on last week's show. Tonight's show is going to cover a bunch more, as we mentioned, from the World Cup, Danny Leyva. But we started the conversation here with Garth Lagerwey talking about Freddie Montero. And I asked Garth here in the start of our part two of the conversation. If I came to Garth at the start of the year after what he signed Freddie Montero for and signing Freddie Montero, you know, in kind of that weird offseason between 2020 and 2021 where the pandemic was, as we've talked about a number of times, still having that deep effect. So I asked Garth, if I came to you after you signed Freddie Montero and I said, Garth, Freddie Montero is going to be the second leading goal scorer on the Sounders in 2021, what would you say?
I pleasantly surprised. and not that wasn't Freddie's level or that Freddie wasn't capable of that, but just that, you know, that wasn't our expectation. You know, Freddie was an older player and we were hoping he still had something left in the tank. And he's shown that he has had something in the tank this year. And, you know, look, I think it's also a reflection of some of our injuries, right? Will Bruin's been banged up and Jordan Morris is banged up and Leo Chu hasn't had a ton of minutes. So I think we need to continue to work on the diversity of our attack, but certainly credit to Freddie Montero for the season he's had. I mean, you got to tip your hat and say he's really been a difference maker for us, particularly in the first half of the season. And then, deciding game, scores penalty kick, clears the ball off the line. You know, that's what you want for your veteran players in those deciding moments. So, definitely a hat tip to Freddie and on a good season. And now, you know, hopefully it's going forward and can make a difference in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The club may need him in the playoffs for sure, depending on all these injuries. And hopefully we can get all those guys back. You know, for Montero, we all know he's number one in scoring for the Rave Green across all competitions. 68 goals, 54 regular season goals for the Sounders. So congratulations and thank you to Freddie Montero. I haven't had a chance to ask you since the season ended. I mean, Tacoma Defiance unfortunately just barely missed the playoffs and such a heartbreak there on the final day with Oakland not getting the result that Defiance needed in order to make the playoffs. But it is a good season for Defiance overall in terms of just looking at the recent run of form over recent years. I want to talk to you about the guys that stood out on their team. But overall, you know, what were your impressions of Tacoma's season overall, just missing the playoffs?
I think it was good, and I'd be remiss, by the way, Jackson, to not mention Sota Kitahara. He just completed a very successful loan in Austria. He is coming back. He's a guy that maybe is in the mix for future under 20 camps along with Danny Leyva. So that was, you know, that was really encouraging, the progress he made. I know none of our fans have seen him, but he's definitely a kid who's in the mix. In terms of Defiance, I tip my hat to Wade Weber and his staff, Josh Ford, Mike Morris, Brandon, the performance coach there, Sheila, who's in charge of our medical there, and I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out, Josh Kierke, who did all the admin for them. I mean, it was just a great team, and it was a great effort by that group to prepare the team and get them ready and have them perform. And, we came up just short in the end, but we were playing meaningful games. And for that group of kids, if you're playing games that matter in front of big hostile crowds, and getting your, getting a result at Phoenix on the last day of the season, that's a step forward. That group is better than the groups we've had in the past couple of years. That is very much a sign of our progress. I mean, I think everybody saw the tip of the iceberg, right, with the Austin performance and starting five teenagers and beating an MLS team. But the iceberg's underneath, and the iceberg's still coming. This is still the beginning. And I think Defiance shows that, so far, at least climate change hasn't impacted our USL team. And, that iceberg is still intact, and it's still going to keep moving forward and pushing players up to the first team.
Well, you mentioned the Austin game there and the Austin win. And, of course, Rui Diaz gets that 41-yard goal that everybody remembers. But, I think you're right. And you look at the teenagers that started in that game, and, we've got glimpses. In that game, I mean, you saw Sam Adeniran nearly score twice. Obed Vargas put in a good shift. And then we've also seen Villanueva. You mentioned Alex Villanueva. He's hit the field for the first team this year when you obviously had hardship. So you mentioned those three names. Are those three guys that you look to, really fight for spots on the first team going into 2022, and maybe other people on Defiance that have stood out this year and kind of, increased your hopes that they will have a role on the first team in the near future?
Look, I don't think we can go into individual situations yet. We have to get these guys now with the first team on an extended basis. We have to get them in that environment and send them to preseason and see how they do, when playing all the first team guys. And we'll get a little bit, we'll be able to dabble in that a little bit here now, because we have this international break before the first playoff game. But we'll sit down at the end of the season. We'll talk internally, and we'll talk to those guys, and we'll figure out who's got the best opportunity. And we'll make those decisions and move forward. But it seems wildly implausible to me that we wouldn't add one or two guys from Defiance ahead of the next season.
Okay. Then we'll stay on that front, but that's a good little nugget there. Garth Lagerwey is our guest, Sounders General Manager, President of Soccer, as we continue talking about young guys. Danny Leyva. Danny Leyva was named to the U-20 U.S. Men's National Team for the ongoing Revelations Cup. The tournament is currently taking place, actually. It's going through November 17th in Mexico. For Danny personally, we saw his growth was stunted a little bit last year due to the pandemic and due to injuries and not being able to hit the field as much. How have you seen him fight through that adversity and get his development back on track, and is his development back on track to maybe where it was pre-pandemic?
I think he's way ahead of where he was pre-pandemic. Mm. I think he's grown quite a bit during the year. Look, he was playing very well before the pandemic, but it was still all based on potential, right? Like, hey, he does this and therefore he could do that. Now we're seeing him actually do it. So I do think he's developed pretty steadily through the course of this year. He's gotten, I think, almost 1,000 minutes with the first team, had some good performances with the second team. And we're excited. He's going to, potentially start or play against Brazil in terms of playing for the U-20s. That Revelations Cup is a really good tournament. There's a couple of good games, and that's great for Danny. That's great for his continued growth and experience. And, we want to continue to give our kids in our pipeline those experiences and try to speed up their development. So I think that kid has a very bright future as a professional soccer player, hopefully for the Sounders.
Awesome. Well, further than where he was pre-pandemic in terms of that development track, that's great to hear. Garth, let's wrap up the interview by talking about a situation that was a couple weeks ago. FIFA was in town checking out Seattle, checking out Lumen Field as a potential destination for the 2026 World Cup. You know, we obviously won't find out if Seattle's chosen until spring of 2022. You know, that's kind of the rough estimate even. But how do you feel about this city potentially hosting games? You know, I guess, what possible reasons could FIFA find to not have games in the entire Cascadia region? Obviously, Portland and Vancouver, they're out. But, you know, for me, you know, looking at it, you got to have some games in Cascadia. But what would your reaction be to Seattle as a host city? And what kind of candidacy do you think we have?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I think we have an amazing candidacy. I think that, you know, we at the Sounders, from an ownership level, through Maya Mendoza, who led and organized the bid, you know, they did an amazing job in terms of getting ready and preparing, the bid and hosting FIFA. And, you know, we put our best foot forward as a city, you know, thanks to the mayor, thanks to the governor, thanks to the executive, you know, and everybody else in between on the sports commission. Beth Knox was influential and amazing to work with. And just all these people came together. And one of the comments that one of the delegates made at the end was that they found it very impressive how closely not just the government, but the sports teams work together, you know, that there was cohesion and there was cooperation between the Seahawks and the Kraken and the Mariners and the Sounders and the Reign, and that came through in the bid. And that gives them, I think, a good feeling in terms of this is a great place to award the hosting rights, because everyone's going to work together to put on an absolutely amazing event. And I truly believe that. I think Seattle should be a host city. I think that the culture here is second to none, both from a footballing and non-footballing perspective. And I think it's a really important reflection of where soccer is in the United States. And I think you kind of can't have a World Cup in the United States without having games in Seattle. And obviously I'm biased, but hopefully we were able to persuade FIFA of that view while they were in town. You know, certainly we'll hope for the best. We find out next spring, but we were really, really excited that they came in town. We think they had a great time. You know, I feel like Seattle's second to none in terms of being the best place to host World Cup games.
I couldn't agree more. I think that's absolutely right. You know, you can't have a World Cup and represent these three countries and not have Cascadia represented. I think that's absolutely true. You know, and we, you know, the field and the actual pitch was such a big point of discussion, and so much time was spent asking questions about that and getting answers about that from both CONCACAF president and also the FIFA representative who works on all the venues, who was there at that press conference, and so many questions about that. And Adrian Hanauer kind of gave the nugget to everybody of it wouldn't just simply be laying down a, you know, a grass. So we'll see exactly how that manifests itself. We didn't get, you know, exactly, you know, hard for sure answers on any of that, you know, but that will certainly be a big point, and we hopefully will get that overcome, and Seattle will be chosen as a venue, because you know, as they said, as the CONCACAF and FIFA representative said, it is pitch 1-2-3 to make sure that gets nailed down and figured out. On the World Cup point, you know, having the World Cup in Seattle no doubt helps, you know, the youth development program for sure. And if you're still here, or if you're not still here, I'm not sure what your future plans are for the next 5 years. But regardless, you know, how can the World Cup being here specifically, you know, build on what is already a first-class academy, what's already, you know, outstanding local soccer scene? You know, how can it help that system of funneling players up through the academy to the first team just grow even more?
look, I think that the benefits are not just for the Sounders, Jackson, but for the community,
yeah.
right? I mean, that's what the essence of the investment is going to be. You know, it's going to be in infrastructure around facilities and around fields and around places for kids to play. And, you know, you want to talk about how do you make more good soccer players? I think the more and more people that enjoy the sport, interact with the sport, whose kids get a chance to play the sport, the better off we're all going to be. And you know, I think it's honestly not necessarily Sounders specific, but I think it's community specific and it's youth soccer specific. And I think that infrastructure that goes in will really benefit everybody. You know, it is truly a community asset and a community investment. You know, the money that's going to be spent in and around a potential hosting opportunity. And again, I think it's a once in a lifetime type thing. I mean, you know, the last World Cup was here in 1994 in terms of the United States. You know, you know, if you look at that same turnaround, it's, you know, you're 30 years before your next one. And, you know, this is something to not be missed, you know, and to have an opportunity to have the best soccer in the world played in front of, you know, what I think are the best fans in North America. You know, I think that's just a wonderful combination. I hope the world gets to share that, and I hope our fans get to experience it.
Hopefully so. Garth, let's wrap it up with this. Real Salt Lake coming up on the 23rd. You know, this is going to be a first-round playoff match here at Lumen Field, 7:30 kickoff, 7 o'clock pregame on what will be 1090 KJR for our broadcast. And it's so funny that Real Salt Lake's the opponent, you know, because obviously so many connections from Craig to yourself to bringing Freddie Juarez over there in the middle of this season. It is a little bit, you know, it is interesting. You know, if I'm not going to make any grand statements or anything like that, but it does seem a little bit fitting in a sense that it's these two teams facing off here in the playoffs with all of these connections. What are you looking forward to in this match? You know, on the field, off the field, with this massive battle here to start the playoff campaign.
Look, I mean, selfishly for me, I still have a lot of friends at Salt Lake, and you know, we'll get to see them and get to see them around the game, and that'll be really fun, especially right ahead of Thanksgiving. So, you know, on the field. It's a tough opponent, man. You know, you look at the numbers that Rusnak's put up and Krylock and, you know, Miram's hitting bicycles to create goals and, you know, they're wreaking havoc and, you know, they got a bunch of young players that keep getting better. And look, I just think it's a really tough team. And you know, yeah, I think, you know, there'll be these storylines in the media, right? And I think they'll be kind of off the field and in and around the game and stuff. But I think when you just examine the game in terms of the guys who are going to be kicking the ball and actually making the difference, it's just a really difficult opponent. And it's going to be a really difficult playoff game. And hopefully we get a good showing and our fans turn out and they support us. And, you know, we've had a pretty good record in home playoff games. And hopefully we can replicate that atmosphere at Lumen and put our best foot forward and get as many guys healthy as we can. And see how it turns out and take a shot at beating RSL. And then we'll see what happens after that. One way or the other. But I think it's a very good team we're playing against and certainly one about whom we should be wary.
Absolutely so. So we'll focus on RSL, but it would be Vancouver or Sporting Kansas City after that. That game, if the Sounders were to advance, would be at Lumen Field as well. So we will have to be patient, but all the focus goes on to RSL on the 23rd. Garth, that will be a big game. Thank you so much for all of the time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, excited for Tuesday, and hopefully we can go on another run.
Garth Lagerwey, Sounders general manager and president of soccer. Great stuff there. Part two of that conversation. Awesome to talk with him for that long chat last week. And yeah, RSL coming up a week from tonight. To stay up to date on all the latest developments surrounding the club's playoff campaign, including schedule and ticket information, visit the Sounders FC Playoff Hub at soundersfc.com/playoffs. Straight ahead, the 2021 Sounders FC Playoff Campaign is presented by WaFed Bank. Get the Sounders Rewards credit card from WaFed Bank to score exclusive fan experiences, team swag, and more. We'll take a break and we'll come back and hear from both Brad Smith and Nico Benezet, Sounders left wing back and midfielder. You'll hear from Nico and Brad coming up next on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950 KJ.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC, Seattle's Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Sounders Weekly, Jackson Feltz here. Great to be talking about Sounders soccer here on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Thanks to Garth Lagerwey there for that long chat, part two of that conversation. in that last segment. Check out the podcast if you missed that. Quickly, before we hear from both Brad Smith and Nico Benese, I will tell you, Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over at Michelob Ultra, because they know that joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So we were out at Starfire Training Complex, where the Sounders practice each and every day, when they don't have off days, of course. And it was a really, really nice morning out there at Starfire, and they were actually scrimmaging against Tacoma Defiance. It was Brian Schmetzer versus Wade Weber, Defiance Sounders. There were some players who flip-flopped from one team to another, but overall it was a really, really impressive scrimmage. And in that scrimmage, we saw the Sounders, I think, win. They scored a couple goals, and Brad Smith was one of the players who certainly was impressive in that game. He made a bunch of runs down that left side, including one big run where he puts a ball in and Nico Benese is able to score it. And how fitting is it that it's Brad to Nico on that goal, and both players who you're going to be hearing from coming up right now in this segment are Brad and Nico. And I started with the conversation with Brad Smith here today, talking to him about that scrimmage and how much it benefits them when they have 2.5 weeks off between the regular season ending and the playoff game.
Yeah, we need it. Like you said, it's a long break. This guy's wearing international, and hopefully they get some game time there. But because it is a break, you've got to, you know, have a few days off, but then you've got to be physical ready. You can't just have 2 weeks where you don't do anything, you know. So you got to have a game. It was good that the Defiance guys were able to come out and help us out and have a scrimmage. It was good for us first teamers to go against them. There's some good lads in that team, and they made it hard for us, and it was good for us to get some minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take into the game. You know, when we saw one series where you running down the left side and put in a ball that goes in the back of the net. You know, how else did the game go for you? What do you think the strengths were? What did you guys learn about yourselves potentially here in this kind of mock game during this break?
Yeah, the young lads make it difficult because they're trying to impress as well. You know, so for preseason next year, and it's like I said, it's good that they can help us. Yeah, we had a good play there. We're across the ball in, and Nico's able to finish it. So just we're trying to work on everything we know we need to work on for RSL. It's a big game, and look, we're just trying to focus on the things and get the physicality out of the game. But it's also nice to have some Panzer play, and nice to work out and get a goal.
Give us a little insight into Brian Schmitzer. How does Brian treat a game like this compared to, say, a normal game? Is it still just as intense?
Yes, just as intense. he likes to keep it like that. No, it's good. You don't want to, you know, it's a training game. It's different than a normal game with fans and all that, but, you know, Schmitzer has to make it as real as possible, and our senior guys have got to, you know, push it to do that. It's not just a training game. We need to get what we need to get out of it. So everyone's trying to push and be on the same page.
Yeah, well, a week from today, you got RSL coming up. We obviously seen them a couple of times this year. So what's the preparation right now with a week away? Have you really done the deep studying on them yet? You know, where are we at timeline in terms of preparation for RSL?
We've looked at it a little bit, but like I said, there's a bunch of international guys away, so it's hard to, you know, do all that prep work without them here. So I think we've got a couple of days off now after that scrimmage, and then when we come back in, the international guys will be back, and then we'll start knuckling down and working out a game plan for RSL, and we'll have the guys back and be able to, you know, get the whole team together.
For sure. Well, obviously, game coming up here in a week. You know, looking at the last six games, 0-3-3, not getting a win in the last six, does that weigh on the minds of anybody? Does it make you want to, you know, just the game to come sooner rather than later, or are you really kind of soaking in this extended break to just try to reset the mind from the last six?
Yeah, just put it behind us. You know,
do you wish the game was today?
Yeah, yes and no. But it's also, you know, if you're winning all the games going into the playoffs, and then you have a big break, you kind of don't want a break, right? So the teams that have been doing well, they would like to just keep playing straight away. But what was us, we haven't had great results. So it's a time to, you know, refresh the mind, like you said, and refresh the bodies and get everyone back. And, you know, it'll probably hopefully do us well in the first game, having the break, you know, to put that behind us and get a result against RSL.
Well, good luck here in a week. It'll be a big one, obviously. Hopefully we're talking in a couple weeks when you guys are through to the next round.
Yep, thanks, Jackson.
Brad Smith, Sounders left wingback. Great to talk to him out at Starfire earlier today. Of course, we talked about it. He put that cross in during today's scrimmage against Defiance out at Starfire, and it was Nico Benese that scored it. And before we hear from that goal scorer, Nico Benese, I will tell you, Sounder fans, even the greatest athletes, make sure to take the time to catch up with their friends over at Michelob Ultra because they know that the joy is the whole game, not the end game. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. So Benezé enjoyed that goal at Starfire today, but hopefully he also enjoyed a chance to catch up with me out at Starfire last week. It was a very rainy day out at Starfire, but Nico and I talked about the element of this team being 0-3-3 in the last six games of the regular season, how much that's weighing on minds, and how much they can't wait to get back on the field against RSL next Tuesday.
That's why I can't wait to play the playoffs games. Yeah, I would like to play the playoff game right now because, you know, without winning, I mean, six games in a row without winning, it's tough for us mentally. But now we have to move forward and be focused on the next game. That would be the most important game in the season.
Yeah, for sure it will, obviously. It's a single elimination in MLS now. Yeah. And, you know, we talk about the Sounders' culture of winning, right? And players around here know what it takes to win in the playoffs. And you as well know what it takes to win in the playoffs. Obviously, you know, yesterday, the anniversary of MLS Cup 2019. But going back, you've had experience. So what do you bring in terms of that playoff experience? And what can you bring to this team with that playoff experience?
I think I can bring the calm, you know, when we're winning, when we lead the game, I can bring the calm, the technique, because I can keep the ball and take the time to find a good pass at the good time, good moment. So I can bring this. And the thing is, you know, I used to play the game like this when I was in France with a lot of pressure. So I don't mind to play like this. The thing is for us is we have to move on because we didn't play the last six games. So we don't used to do this. Especially in Seattle, you know, we used to win the games. So we're going to move on and try to do the best to be able to play the first game and the first games coming.
You talked about how you played like this before and in this type of soccer. Go into that a little bit more and how that experience with that type of game can apply to what you're going to face here in 12 days and then going forward if you guys advance.
Yeah, you know, when I was in France, I was playing with the team where they were playing the relegation. You know, it's a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility, because if you get relegated, I know everybody can lose the job. So it's a lot of pressure on the player. So I don't mind to play. I used to play under pressure, and you know, when I was in Toronto, we play against 45,000 people in Atlanta. We play against Seattle in front of over 70,000. So I don't mind. I just wanna be ready for the game, and I hope all the player will be ready like me.
Yeah, you mentioned the playing with Toronto and the game in Atlanta, obviously quite a moment there that you had. You know, when you came here to Seattle, how does the atmosphere and what Brian Schmetzer teaches here, how does that compare to what you've experienced in Toronto and Colorado throughout your career?
To be honest, Seattle is different than Toronto and Colorado. Seattle looks like in Europe, you know, the football team in Europe, because, you know, the fans are crazy. Like in Europe, everybody wants to win, and in the locker room, everybody wants to, yeah, you know, everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to do the best to be winning the trophy. So it looks like in Europe. So maybe that's why I feel great to be a Sounders.
You know, you talk about the fans there, and we spoke about this at a press conference a while back, but your connection to the fans, it happened instantaneously, it looks like, from the anime to just the connection on social media. What did that feel like, just getting that instant love and that instant appreciation from fans?
You know, it's grateful, because I didn't expect to be like this with the fans once I get here, you know, once I got here. So it's pretty funny, but, you know, it's a powerful for me to be loved by the fans like this, because I will do the best for them to be playing well, you know, to win the games in front of them. So that's why I can't wait to play against RSL in front of the fans and showing our best.
If you can kind of go back, you know, to playing as a kid and comparing that to fans here, how does it compare to fans over there in terms of the specific stuff, in terms of, you know, coming out to training? There were fans out here at your rainy Starfire, your fans here at training today. And, you know, is every dimension comparable?
Or? To be honest, I think Seattle fans are better than in Europe. Yeah, because...
Wow. That's a big statement.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was in France, yeah, of course, the fans were coming to see the player in training. But during the game is different, you know. Here, they are singing, they are yelling, they are doing everything for us until the end of the game. So, is, you know, you should know that for us, it's so powerful when you hear your fans support you until the rest of the game. So it helps us a lot. It helps us a lot. So I hope they're gonna support us a lot against RSL.
Nico, good luck against RSL. We look forward to it.
Okay. Bye bye. Thanks.
Nico Benezé, Seattle Sounders midfielder. Good to catch up with him at Starfire last week. He scored the Brad Smith cross just today at their scrimmage. And one more note before we take a break, and that's Sounder fans, 2022 season memberships are now available. Don't miss your chance to secure some of the best seats at Lumen Field for next season and gain access to exclusive member benefits. Learn more at soundersfc.com/memberships. So we'll take a break and we'll come back. I wasn't able to make an interview work with Bill Riley, the play-by-play voice of Real Salt Lake. Playoff game coming up a week from tonight. So we're going to go in a different direction tonight. Cameron Collins, Alliance Council President, is going to join us. There is the annual business meeting for Sounders FC and Alliance Council coming up on Thursday, where there's usually some interesting nuggets and interesting pieces of information that come out of that each year. So Cameron Collins, who's going to be part of that meeting, along with a bunch of big names, Adrian Hanauer, Garth Lagerwey, you're going to hear many more. Cameron describes them. So Cameron's going to join us here in this next segment to talk all about the business meeting, all what you need to know, and how you can be a part of what's coming up here on Thursday. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with Cameron Collins next on Sounders Weekly on Sports Radio 950 KGB.
Now back to Sounders Weekly on your home for Sounders FC. Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Welcome back. Jackson Feltz here. Good to have you with us on Sounders Weekly. Every Tuesday night during the Sounders season at 7 p.m., we're rocking and rolling for the hour talking Sounders soccer. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Garth Lagerwey. Thanks to Brad Smith. Thanks to Nico Benezé a little bit earlier on in the show. And now as we transition tonight, let's have another lawyer on. You know, we had a lawyer in Garth Lagerwey on earlier in the show, and it's now time for a good friend of mine to join us. And his name is Cameron Collins. He is the Alliance Council President. He's also the president of the fan supporter group Guerrilla FC that you, of course, normally see in the Brawl Men standing next to ECS. He's the president of both of those. He's also many other titles, Cameron, we'll get into. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining us here tonight on Sounders Weekly. How are you?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Jackson. Great to be here. I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm good. It's good to have you back on the show. We have you on, you know, typically about once a year. And, you know, whether it's right around this time or somewhere else, I just love being able to cover a whole bunch of different things with you. You know, for everybody right now, Cameron Collins, we mentioned, is the president of Alliance Council. We'll get into exactly what that is. If you've never heard of it before, you might even be a member of Alliance Council and not even know. But we will get into that here in just a matter of moments in the business meeting coming up. Cameron, I'll start with this. You were going to go to the game, or you did go to the game a couple weeks ago for the last home match of the year against the LA Galaxy. You knew you were doing scarves up. What you didn't know was that you would become the 2021 Sounders Fan of the Year. What was that surprise like there on the final home game against the Galaxy?
Yeah, that was truly crazy. You know, I was super honored to be able to go down the field and just do the scarves up and nervous. And I've been practicing my scarves up because I wanted to make sure to get it out robust and so that I didn't get up there and go, scarves up, something like that. And I was down on the field and they let me know probably 10 minutes before they announced it to the rest of the stadium. So I had a very slight heads up, but that was only because they wanted to make sure that when I got pulled out on the field, I wasn't like, what's going on here? What is happening? So, yeah, it was such an honor. I had no idea that I was going to be named Fan of the Year. And for the front office and all of the people that work for the Sounders to vote for me for that, it's just, it's truly an honor. And, you know, it's not something I ever expected and or wanted. But, I mean, of course, we all want to be recognized. So that it was so cool. And to be able to go down the field and waved to the crowd, and I guess I win a trip to an away game next year, which is super
nice.
Awesome.
Well, that's good. I mean, congratulations. I mean, you know, obviously, and for those of us listening right now, you know, obviously, Cameron and I, you and I have a great friendship, and it's just awesome to see you recognized like this because you are such an absolutely incredible fan. You know, president of Alliance Council, president of Gorilla FC, you know, and it's so cool to see you rewarded for all the amazing work you've done throughout the years. So this is awesome. You can follow Cameron on Twitter, by the way, at LegalMindedPunk. In addition to being the president, he's also a professor. I mentioned the lawyer. You're a film producer. You're on the radio. You do so many other things, Cameron. So you got your heads in a whole bunch of different baskets, or you got your hands, excuse me, in a bunch of different baskets. But Cameron Collins is our guest, and we're going to talk about the business meeting coming up. But Cameron, you mentioned Alliance Council president and all. Take us into exactly what Alliance Council is and what you do as president.
Right. Well, let's start with what the Alliance is before we even get to the Alliance Council.
Okay.
If you are a season ticket member, if you have season tickets to the Sounders, you are a member of the Alliance. And that gives you special privileges, from being able to vote on whether the GM should be retained every 4 years to getting your, you know, your scarf and your box at the beginning of the year, or when they've given us championship rings in the past, things like that. So if you're an Alliance member, you can stand for being on Alliance Council. Alliance Council is a fan government. So essentially, if you can get 25 Alliance members to vote for you at vote.soundersfc.com, you can nominate yourself and then anyone can vote for you as long as they're a season ticket holder, then you can serve on Alliance Council. And we are essentially the fan conduit, or I guess, we're the fan conduit to the club. So the fans talk to us and we talk directly to the club. We're in regular meetings with the front office. We have at least quarterly meetings with Garth Lagerwey, with Adrian Hanauer and Peter Tomozawa, the owner and owner/president of the Sounders. So, you know, we are the voice of the fans directly to the club. You know, as president, I was elected president. This is my second year as president. And in years past, I've been secretary of the council. And, you know, my job is kind of to make sure that the voice of the fans gets heard with the club, and to take those messages, to take the things that the council votes on and present them to the club, and make sure that we're working collaboratively to come to, you know, great things between us.
Well, now coming up this Thursday, we have the business meeting. So take us into exactly what that all is about. What if fans haven't been to a business meeting before and maybe they want to attend to this one if they are an Alliance member? You know, what sort of things do we normally get out of these meetings? What do you want to get out of this meeting this Thursday?
Yeah, you know, it's the annual business meeting is a year in review. So it looks at what we talk about, what the Alliance Council did, but then the club talks about what they did. And so it's a really cool opportunity to see behind the club, behind the curtain of the club, and see all the stuff that's been going on. And you know, we have some really cool speakers that are going to be there this year, and it's going to be completely online in a Zoom format because of COVID. We're still taking it easy in that regards. You know, there's been many different iterations of it in the past, in person or hybrid, but we're going to be completely online, and it's at 6:30 p.m. on Thursday. You can register at soundersfc.com/annual-business-meeting. And, you know, we've got some great speakers lined up. You're going to hear directly from ownership. You are going to hear from Garth Lagerwey, who you hear from every week on Sounders Weekly. And he's going to be talking about, you know, the situation with the club in the future. But of course, something special, Freddie Juarez is going to speak, the assistant coach who we don't hear from too often. So we're super excited to have that opportunity.
So that'll be great on Thursday. You know, take us a little bit deeper, Cameron, into this meeting coming up. And you talked about how it's in this year in review, both the Alliance Council gets to kind of go over what you guys have done, and the club gets to go over what they've kind of done. Take us in, and for those of us who maybe even can't even attend Thursday's meeting, what sort of things are we going to hear about, you know, that this, both the Alliance and the club has done here over the last year? What are some nuggets that you can kind of drop? I don't know if you want to tease or completely spill the beans, but, you know, tell us exactly kind of what kind of nuggets we may get out of this meeting as fans.
You know, from the Alliance Council side, it's just kind of a review of everything we've done, because, you know, sometimes it gets lost in the mix, everything the council does. You know, so much of what we do is take things that we're told and bring them to the club. But we have the annual scarf vote, which decides which scarf is going to make it in your season ticket box at the beginning of the year. We have a jersey committee that works with the club very early on in the process. So we're not designing, you know, the colors and which way they go, but giving ideas on themes and stuff like that, and patterns and whatnot. So we will talk a little bit about that, and really just breaking down things that the club wants to talk about on the business side. How did COVID affect the club, you know, financially, but also ticket wise, things like that, where it gives you some insight into how your favorite club, if you're a Sounders fan, is moving forward through the chaos that's been the last year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, and it definitely has been chaos. Well, you mentioned the jersey nugget there. You mentioned the scarf nugget there. So we'll see on Thursday if we get any other info or any other pieces of information on that. I know, you know, a couple of years ago, it was Bart Wiley, I think, who dropped a little comment about the future Nightfall jersey. You know, I feel like over and over and over again, we've seen some amazing jerseys. And we'll have it's a new primary jersey next year, a new Rave Green jersey. So we will see what that looks like. But Cameron, before we let you go, tell us, you know, for fans out there, Alliance members, how can anybody get in and register and be part of this meeting on Thursday?
Absolutely. It's Thursday at 6:30 p.m. via Zoom. So you got to have Zoom, obviously. But if you go to soundersfc.com/annual-business-meeting, there's a landing page right there on the Sounders website that kind of lays out who's going to be speaking and why attend, and then you can register right there.
Okay, there you go, folks. So get on that. Enjoy the meeting. We'll also cover that on Twitter Thursday as well. Cameron, thanks so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Let's go have another beer soon. Look forward to seeing you after, you know, this chaos. We're finally, maybe, hopefully, getting towards the end of it. But it's good to talk to you again. Good to have you on Sounders Weekly again, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jackson.
Cameron Collins, he is the, once again, president of Alliance Council, president of Gorilla FC, so many other titles there. We appreciate him joining us here tonight on Sounders Weekly. So there you go. That's how to join the business meeting here coming up for Thursday. We'll see if we get any more interesting nuggets and interesting pieces of information from that business meeting here coming up on Thursday. But you know what? We are 1 week away from the playoffs beginning, and that's where the attention now has to turn, because your Seattle Sounders, they're beginning that quest for a third MLS Cup, what would be a fifth appearance in MLS Cup in 6 years, which is just mind-boggling. That begins a week from tonight, Tuesday, November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Our pre-match show over on 1090 KJR will begin at 7 o'clock, where they're facing Real Salt Lake in round one of the Audi 2021 MLS Cup playoffs. Don't miss your chance to catch the Rave Green during their 13th consecutive playoff appearance, and get your tickets today by visiting soundersfc.com/tickets. As I mentioned, you can listen to the match over on our sister station, 1090 KJR AM, iHeartRadio app, 1090 KJR. You can listen in Spanish language on LRA 1360. And of course, you can watch the match on FS1. Straight ahead, the 2021 Sounders FC playoff campaign is presented by WaFed Bank. Get the Sounders Rewards credit card from WaFed Bank to score exclusive fan experiences, team swag, and more. So that'll do it for the show tonight. Thanks to all of our guests, Garth Lagerway, Brad Smith, Nico Benize, and Cameron Collins right there. Check out the podcast if you missed anything, sportsradiokjr.com and the iHeartRadio app. Just search Sounders Weekly. That will do it for our show tonight. So we will talk to you just about a week from right now, a week minus an hour, over on 1090 Sounders, Real Salt Lake. The playoffs begin a week from tonight. Let's go. Time to get back to MLS Cup again. The journey will start next Tuesday. So that'll do it for our show tonight. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. It'll be Fox Sports Radio coming up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.